camera time.
Go with the flow. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, of course, it's Dominic Cortez. And yes, of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez live with you this Saturday morning, as we are each and every Saturday morning at 10 on WBEN. Open phone lines, anything around the house that needs my attention. We'll be talking about a couple things today, including smart meters, and how about something we haven't talked about, I don't think, ever in 36 years. What is in your junk drawer? Huh? Okay, we're going to do an inventory of Western New York, the most odd item in your junk drawer. I want to hear about it this Saturday morning here on WBEN. You know the number, 803-0930 in the 716. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free call at 1-800-616-WBEN. And then there's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board where you can write your question or comment in. 803-0930, same as our call-in number. Anytime you can email me, hammertime@cortez.net. Check out the Cortez website, or better than that, stop in and see us, 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Clarence, north side of Main Street. And I want to invite you to our next cooking class. Let's see here. I've got the trip to Venice on the 7th of October. I will be at that class the 7th of October. And check that out on register online. Also then in November, we're traveling to Sicily the 4th of November. And the 2nd of December, Christmas in Italy. Along with something new we've added, folks, we now have a charcuterie workshop, and there's several charcuterie classes coming. The first is November 18th, where we're traveling to Parma, December 16th, Calabria and Puglia, January 20th, Sicily, and February 17th, Tuscany. Register for all four by going to cortez.net. And when you stop in and see us, we'd love to show you around and give you a tour of everything we do, which includes our room additions, our kitchen renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings. It's all there on display at Cortez. Come home to Cortez Showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. So last week, if you recall, we had a caller saying that their power went out on Quail Run in Lancaster, and when the power came back on, the power surge did damage, electrical damage to their home, and included apparently 10 other homes in the neighborhood. So I made contact with New York State Electric and Gas, and their report as to what occurred was that there was a bird strike on the power line that caused the power outage, and that the power surge that resulted has nothing to do with smart meters, but everything to do with the necessity to have surge protection in your home. Now, there's some validity to this, and I want to make sure we give them a just due here on this whole argument. There's definitely the need to have surge protection in your home, and I've established that already. We've had experts on to talk about that. Whether smart meters have anything to do with it or not is not yet clear in my mind, and this particular story that we heard last week is being blamed on a bird strike. So we will see. Next week, hopefully, they'll follow through. We invited them to be on air. We told them to come on air today, and they couldn't. So next week, we will hopefully have somebody on from New York State Electric and Gas, and we'll get into more of this. In the meantime, anything that you'd like to report about an incident regarding a smart meter at your home, I'm all ears, and any other power outages that resulted in surges, I'd like to know about that as well. So give us a call at 803-0930. Let's go to the phones, though, and take a mix of calls on anything you've got going on. And my question on the table today, what is in your junk drawer, the most unusual thing in your junk drawer? Let's start in Clarence with Bob. Good morning, Bob. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I have a hole in my basement floor that the furnace drains into.
Yep.
And that's plugged up and the water's coming back up. What can I do to clear that out?
Okay. That's a very common problem. It's the condensate, and it does get plugged with mineral deposits. Pull the hose out and ream that hole out, you know, as deep as you can. Clean the hose as well. And the unfortunate thing, I have the same situation at home, is we're counting on subterranean drainage from that condensate line to get into the substrate or the concrete floor and then drain into the drain tile that's at the perimeter of the basement.
Do you mean a drill?
Yeah, whatever you can do to kind of clean that out so that it's going to flow better for you. Ideally, Bob, we'd like to see that drain directly into a drain, but that's not always easy from where the furnace is located.
Mm-hmm. Now, any special kind of drill to put through that hole?
You don't even need to use a drill. You can just use a stick. You could use a brush. Whatever you need to do to kind of clear that area so it drains better. That's the problem.
There's stones under there, aren't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's just clogged up somewhere, and it's backing up. So we just need to make more room for the water to drain.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, good luck with that, Bob. Hey, you didn't tell us what's the most odd thing in your junk drawer.
I guess a ball of string.
Okay, a ball of string. Not very odd, but okay, we'll take that. Thanks for calling in, Bob.
Sure. Okay.
Let's go to Buffalo now and talk with Pam. Pam, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, dear. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Just had to open up my junk drawer, and I was surprised even to find some of the things that are in there. But I did find their chrome wheel locks, which I never even knew I had.
Chrome and wheel locks.
Chrome wheel locks.
From a car?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're new.
They skipped right over the garage and they went right into the junk drawer, huh?
And then there's spark plugs too. And then we go to knobs for the cupboard. Then we go to these light up glasses that I got for one of the holidays. You know that flash red, white, and blue in there. So I mean, when you want to have a junk drawer, this is really.
You know what's funny about a junk drawer? It's so typical of our human nature that something out of sight is out of mind. We do that with everything. We think if we don't see it, we don't have to worry about it. And that's what a junk drawer is. And it kind of is a good analysis of how we think, you know? You may be a very trouble-free person because you have a loaded junk drawer.
I sure do.
There you go. All right,
well,
dear.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Pam's line now available, 803-0930. The question on the table, what is in your junk drawer? And a texter's writing in, Dom, which junk drawer? Now, we know we have problems if we have more than one junk drawer. Texter's writing, I have a slide rule in my junk drawer. Do they still make those? Okay, that's the question on the table. When we come back, we've got to get into how to organize your junk drawer. And again, I'd like to hear from you. What is in your junk drawer, the most odd thing? 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me talk with one of the area branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. Today I have Anthony Verhagen here from the Depew branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. I know you know about our great business checking account, but did you know that we offer personal and nonprofit checking accounts as well? We know that different people have different banking needs. That's why we have a checking account for everyone. All of our accounts offer the very latest in online banking tools, including our state-of-the-art mobile app, a free debit card, and online bill pay. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, you don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get the checking account you need and access to the latest banking technology. Open an account with us and get the best of both worlds. We're open until noon today. Call us at 716-898-2022. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Hi, Steve Tasker along with Alex for Westhurst Subaru of Lockport, now open on Transit Road about a mile north of Millersport Highway.
And Westhurst Subaru of Orchard Park on Southwestern Boulevard for all your Subaru shopping and service needs north and south.
Where right now you can purchase a new 2025 Subaru Outback with all-wheel drive and receive 0% APR financing for 60 months.
Wow, not bad at all.
0% APR financing for 60 months on approved credit at 16.67 per thousand finance through Subaru Motors Finance. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by September 30th. See dealer for details.
And remember, all Subaru vehicles are built in zero landfill plants where 100% of waste is recycled or turned into electricity. It's about responsibility and being there for our customers.
Westhurst Subaru on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park, now on the West Ridge Road Auto Strip in Rochester, and in Lockport on Transit Road just a mile north of Millersport, or at WestherSubaru.com.
Westhurst Subaru, we're here for you.
Welcome to Western New York.
A lot goes into starting or growing a business. You need to hire and train employees, find a site, and sometimes undergo environmental assessments. And what if energy costs get in the way? The Niagara County Center for Economic Development is here to help. Let our dedicated team help you learn about tax incentives and low-cost loan programs that can take your business to the next level. Starting or expanding your business in Niagara County has never been easier. To learn more, visit NiagaraCountyBusiness.com. That's NiagaraCountyBusiness.com.
Hey, as the weather changes and we start thinking about moving indoors, it is indeed the perfect time to give your basement a fresh look. It's Dominic here from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. The best choice, of course, is a Gorilla Floor. It's a surface that's both stylish and practical. And unlike rugs, tile, or laminate, a Gorilla Floor is designed for easy cleanup if it gets wet. No insurance calls. No mold remediation. It's simple, durable, and elegant. Call today for a free Hammer Time discount and transform your basement with a Gorilla Floor. Mention you heard this on Hammer Time, and you'll get 10% off your already affordable Gorilla basement price. 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hey, David Belvey here with an important message for military retirees and active duty families in Western New York. Did you know the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan offers a TRICARE Prime option in your area? With this plan, you're going to get high quality, affordable coverage using a wide network of local civilian doctors. Learn more at martinspoint.org/buffalo or call 716-815-7276. Get the coverage, quality, and the savings you've earned with the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan.
Hey, football fans, Marty Sr. here from Riverfront Auto Sales, and we're kicking off football season with some winning plays by giving you $716 more for your vehicle.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
You got it, Dad. Buffalo, we're going deep with our first play. Visit RiverfrontAutoSales.com and click on Get Your Instant Cash Offer. Just fill out your year, make, and model, and voila. Get your offer.
And here's the touchdown. In honor of the 716, my papa and my dad are adding an extra $716 to your cash offer. That's a big win for you.
So don't miss out. Get your instant cash offer at RiverfrontAutoSales.com and enjoy an extra $716 on top of that.
And most of us can use the extra $716 towards school supplies. And remember, this offer is for a limited time only.
So, score big this season with Riverfront Auto Sales, 1379 Niagara Street. And when it comes to your next vehicle,
it's gotta be Riverfront Auto Sales.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Did you know that Ava installs over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York? What a whopping number. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof by calling 716-343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com and book your appointment online. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, when quality matters, call Ava. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Hey, it's Dominic here. It's 1022 Hammer Time. How are you? 803-0930 is the number to call. Question on the table, what unusual thing is in your junk drawer? Very appropriate music there, Jer. A texter's writing. This one actually brought me back to my childhood. I found a plastic band that was used for when my parents raised chickens. It went around the leg. It's in my little jar of memories. I certainly would keep that because you don't see those anymore. And why it reminded me of my childhood is I grew up on Edison Street off of Delavan, and on the corner of Edison and Delavan was a poultry store where chickens were butchered. And we used to go in, get ready for this, and the owner of the store would give us chicken feet, I should say, and we used to play with them because when you work the tendon, the feet would go up and down. So that was a fun little thing that we would do with chicken feet. Yeah, it's true. And then we would go a couple doors down from that to the Columbia Market, where they had, in a big straw basket, get ready for this, snails, live snails. And the owner would let us have a snail, and we would race them. Yes, we would have snail races. Kind of an oxymoron, right? Snail races. But it was fun. Okay, to the person who called about the AC drain, I bought an 18-inch, 5/8 inch concrete drill from Home Depot to clear mine. Yeah, worked well, a little pricey. That is exactly what we need to do, is clear that so that water can drain. Exactly right. So, okay, let's see what else. My junk drawer has $2 bills, Eclipse glasses, takeout menus from pizza places. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Okay, so more texts are coming in about what is in your junk drawer. How about dead batteries? Yeah, what's with that? Why do we keep dead batteries? I think the thing, as I said already about a junk drawer, is that it's out of sight, out of mind. So let's go through a list of how to organize our junk drawer, at least to take kind of more of a conscious look of what should be there. First of all, I think we're all guilty of a lot of these, but a lot of them, as I said, may focus more on your personality. But this one I think we're all guilty of, and that is cords and chargers. Every time we get a new phone, we get a new charger cord, and then when they don't work, you know, we throw it in the junk drawer. Well, that's not a smart move because it's not going to be any good to anybody. So the recommendation is that if you have a kind of charger cord for everyone to use, label it so, especially hopefully if everyone's phone takes the same charger cord, right? That's another issue. So that you can say this is marked the one to share, and that way the other ones can be put somewhere else. How about this one, Jerry? Soy packets and ketchup packets, right? Where do you keep those? In your junk drawer, right?
Well, hold on a second. Let me put my thing. They should not be in a junk drawer whatsoever.
Right.
They do go in the fridge, though.
There you go.
And they go in a plastic bag, and they sit there forever. And yep. Then you say, wait a minute, I want some soy sauce. You look at it, and you say, oh, I got to go to the store and get a new bottle because these things are like 4 years old.
And they're expired because they do expire. So keep that in mind if you're keeping ketchup packets and soy packets. Coupons and menus. Yeah, these are things you think you're going to use, and then you forget you put them there. The menu idea, maybe how about putting that on the side of the fridge so that if it's a regular pizzeria you use all the time, you know, it's right there for everyone to see.
I agree. The coupons will expire. The places will go out of business.
Right.
And the batteries that you said earlier, they were good at one time. Yeah. They just sort of died over time.
How about when you have something that you're going to get to later, like a piece of paperwork, something that you have to return to somebody, and you put it in your junk drawer, and then once that goes in the junk drawer, it goes into the abyss, and you never, ever think about it again. Another thing that you typically all see in junk drawers, holiday cards. You think you want to keep it to remember the person that sent it to you, but again, it just goes into that abyss. Extra pens and markers. How about that? Tops the list, really. We all get those free pens. We get that pen that's not quite good anymore, and we put it in the junk drawer. Well, those need to go in the garbage, people, because if they're not writing good, then what good is it keeping them? The junk drawer should not double as a desk drawer. This is a good one, because we think that we're going to need the rubber band, the stray stapler, the binder clips. Again, when it goes in the junk drawer, it ends up just being stuck there. I like that one. Don't use your junk drawer as an office desk. Sewing kit. How many people have been jabbed by a needle when you reach into your junk drawer because that little sewing kit's got the needle stuck out, ready to go for the next stitch repair that you need to make? So no, don't keep the sewing kit in the junk drawer.
All that has to be in a separate box.
Exactly. I like this one. Measuring tape, right? Multi-tool. Super glue. How many people can go back to their super glue container after the first time they use it and expect it to work? Expect it to be, you know, pliable and liquid enough to come out of the little gap opening at the top.
Our junk drawer is relatively clean, light bulbs, batteries, but one of the things that you've been saying, I've been relegating all my cables and things and whatnot, separate box, as well as the pens and those, who would keep a soy sauce in a junk drawer anyway? I got to go back to that every so often.
And lastly, or not lastly, one before last, medicines and vitamins. Okay, that's a good one, right? Because they certainly should not be anywhere near the junk drawer, just for the safety aspect of what who could get into the junk drawer, who might not, it might not be appropriate for them to take a certain supplement or even a prescription. So definitely keep medicines and vitamins out of the junk drawer. How about this one? Money. How much money do you leave in your junk drawer? Yeah, you shouldn't leave much, if any. Maybe just some change for, well, who even uses coins anymore, for God's sakes? It would be really maybe a $20 bill to pay for a delivery or the Uber driver or whatever you might be able to, or Uber Eats driver, not, or you can't even use cash for Uber Eats, can you? It's always got to be on a credit card. Anyway, don't keep a lot of cash in your junk drawer. So there you go. Our question on the table today, what unusual thing is in your junk drawer? Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Indoor Air Professionals. It's fall, right, officially, and we're moving indoors, and indoor professionals have two simple things that they want you to be realize. Of course, they are the only ones that can razor clean up to 95 to 99% of the contamination that lives in your ductwork. That's right. Most of the competition only gets about half of that. And secondly, you don't want to be that guy or girl who waits until the stench permeates his home when your furnace kicks on, right? You'll be heating up your heat exchanger, and in the next couple weeks, that's going to happen, folks. And that smell is something to remind you of what's in your ductwork, which would be dense skid cells, dust mites, dust mite feces, bacteria, mold, all living and lurking that needs to be removed so that you can breathe clean indoor air. And the only way to do that is with Indoor Air Professionals. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, well put. It's that time of year when, everybody calls. And just by the way, we do gear up. I mean, we're 2 to 3 weeks out, but we would be more. We've actually mobilized a couple of technicians from our commercial division, so we don't have to have the backlog out that far into the end of October. And it can make a huge difference, as you said, in your breathing, allergies, asthma, sinus, and of course the dust levels with simply a duct cleaning.
That's right.
And then of course we have the amazing Healthway medical grade air purifiers, the portable that covers 1200 square feet, like you and Diane have, and one that fits on your furnace, you know, that will cover the whole house. And those units are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. So once again, that's the ultimate in cleaning up your indoor air. And what else do we do? What do we have?
How about the April Air Awesome dehumidifier?
right. Yeah. So you know, with fall and the colder temperatures comes the rainy season, and you know, we probably have some hurricane remnants coming in. But the high capacity dehumidifier, 5 times the drying power, 5-year bumper to bumper warranty with the lifespan of 10 to 15 years versus those other ones that seem to clunk out in 3 to 5 years. And what do you think the main thing? Why are they that great?
Well, they're made in the United States of America.
Right. Well, that's it. But they work. They just plain old work. You know.
That's
remember,
right.
The humidistat on your other one was at 62 or at 52 when we plugged in the April Air. It said 62, and you know, in a day or two, your house was significantly drier.
That's
as
right.
Well as thousands of our customers.
Continues to operate perfectly well. I'm enjoying every minute of its existence in our house, especially when we have high humidity. It works like a charm, and it does its job. It dehumidifies the basement. Gosh, how do you like that?
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, the most unusual thing in the Gordon household junk drawer is...
I don't know. You caught me off guard.
That was planned to catch you off guard.
Okay.
I think it's a humidistat, actually. Last time I was in your junk drawer.
Okay, yeah. Well, but this has a built-in one. And
there you go.
Once again, the thing is that it dries the basement out so that through the stack effect, your whole house is dried out. That's what's important to me is the results and that people can breathe easier.
All right, 716-683-3000, extension 303 will put you right at Peter's lap, Mr. Gordon, the Hammer Time specials for the last Saturday of September.
Wow, yeah, okay, duct cleaning, first-time caller, $175 off. If you're a repeat, you're going to get more because you got a postcard on that, and then... $300 off the portable Healthway medical grade air purifier. I'm sorry, $350 on that one. $500 off on the whole house air purifier. And lastly, $300 off on the April Air high capacity dehumidifier.
Great discounts, and only you can get them by calling Peter right now. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier
with indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Heartwarming, comforting, the feeling you'll get from a new Lincoln from Westher Lincoln in your garage this fall. From a luxurious new 2024 Lincoln Aviator with third row seating to a classic new 2024 Lincoln Navigator, it's an experience in confidence you'll really enjoy in the coming chill. And right now, purchase a new 2024 Lincoln Navigator or a new 2024 Lincoln Aviator and receive 0% APR financing for 60 months. 0% APR financing for 60 months on approved credit at 16.67 per thousand financed through Lincoln Automotive Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by September 30th. See dealer for details. And what's more confidence-inspiring than the exclusive Westher Lincoln Concierge Service? We'll bring any new Lincoln to you to test drive at your convenience, and then after purchase, we pick up your vehicle and return it following any service. If you're thinking Lincoln, think Westher Lincoln, the exclusive new Lincoln dealer in Western New York, right across Millersport Highway from Westher Ford and Amherst.
We are moving now.
Electric bikes are everywhere. They are quiet and very fast.
teens ride them on the roads, in bike lanes, but also in places they should not be, like sidewalks and parks.
Look out!
When you ride, wear a helmet. Don't speed. Watch out for pedestrians and cars. New York State and your community have specific rules for electric bikes. Follow them. Go to trafficsafety.ny.gov for more info. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Want more? Sure you do. More friends, a little more time, a few more laughs. More is a good thing, unless you're talking about risk of serious illness from a respiratory virus. But as we get older, we're more at risk for severe flu, COVID-19, and RSV. Worst birthday presents ever, right? But vaccines lower your risk, so you can keep doing more of all life's good stuff. Get started at vaccines.gov. Risk less, do more. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Jeremy White.
I'm Joe DiBiase.
I'm Mike Schoep.
I'm Chris Parker.
I'm Sal Capaccio.
This is Paul Hamilton.
And I'm Brian Colziel.
Together, we are the men of WGR, and each one of us has a special connection to Western New York and our sports fans.
And even though we are at different stages in our lives, some of us are newly married, some of us have young kids, and some of ours are older.
We understand that we all have the potential to be touched by cancer, and so do you.
That's why the men of WGR are partnering with Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center to bring awareness to cancer screening and why it's so important.
Early detection is key, and we want today to be the day you decide to be proactive and get screened.
Cancer doesn't wait, and you shouldn't either.
The men of WGR, each of us with a reason to partner with Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center to move the men of Western New York to get screened for cancer.
Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Quartec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they indeed have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit flooringsolutionsofwny.com or stop into their showroom located at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1040 is Hammer Time. What is in your junk drawer is our question for the day. Hey, next Saturday, folks, join me at Hollowfest, presented by the Clarence Hollow Association. We start at noon at the Clarence Town Park on Main Street, and we go to 11 p.m., and the day is broken up into parts. We've got crafters, local goods, activities, and food trucks from noon to 5 with a kid zone that'll include a petting zoo, a bounce house, and face painting. And at 5 p.m., we switch to high gear with beer tent and bands. $10 includes a free drink ticket. Kurt's back. Dave's Guilford and Nerds Gone Wild is our big act for the night. That's next Saturday, the 5th of October. It is Hollowfest. Moved to the fall. Come and see us in the Clarence Town Park next Saturday. Looking forward to that. 803-0930. What is in your junk drawer? So the person who wrote in with the suggestion on cleaning out the concrete with an auger bit, I didn't finish reading his text, which actually was quite funny. He said that worked well, a little pricey, but he said, I put it in my junk drawer until the next time. So that's good. How about this one? I have Bell's Bucks. Bell's Bucks. You remember that from Bell's Grocery Store? Someone says old keys. Yeah, that's another one. What are you going to do with old keys? You don't even know where they go, and you just collect them because you think you might have to plug them into a door or use them in a door sometime, but when you don't know where they go, how are you going to use them? Labels for school kids to take to school for benefits to school. Okay, the sewing kit should be in the round Danish cookie tin. Keep open super glue in the fridge. Okay, I found a queen from a chess set and an unopened pack of toe warmers. All right, well, the toe warmers you should put with your Bills stuff, so when you go to the game, you've got that ready to grab. So yeah, what is in your junk drawer, the most unusual thing? 803-0930. Also, As I mentioned, we are hopefully going to have somebody on next Saturday from New York State Electric and Gas to get into the discussion of smart meters and the issue of surge protection and whether there's a connection between smart meters and surge protection. They adamantly state, folks, that there's no connection, that everyone needs surge protection regardless of kind of meter, the kind of meter you have. So tune in next Saturday for that. Hopefully they will be a part of the show. Hey, join our chef, Jerry Clemente, and me for our exclusive four-part charcuterie workshop. You'll get not only how to learn the art of charcuterie, but also craft your own stunning board. That's right, a stunning logoed board is part of the class series. There's four hands-on classes. You'll explore the explore the flavors of Italy's iconic regions while creating beautiful charcuterie trays to take home. Again, the dates are November 18th, where we travel to Parma, December 16th, Calabria and Puglia, January 20th, Sicily, and February 17th, Tuscany. Different regions of Italy with different styles of charcuterie in each. Chef Jerry will guide you step by step through the crafting of the perfect charcuterie board, from selecting the best ingredients to arranging them in an expert with an expert touch. Each participant will receive, as I said, an all-wood charcuterie board, and by the end of the class, you'll walk out with your only fully prepared charcuterie tray ready to impress your next gathering. Wine sampling is also included. This is a hands-on experience perfect for food lovers or entertainers looking to elevate their charcuterie skills. Sign up today by going to cortese.net and the drop-down menu. Come home to Cortese Cooking School. Click on that and then click on the charcuterie class, the charcuterie workshop, A Taste of Italy, four distinct regions of Italy with four styles of charcuterie coming up in our charcuterie series. This is new. We're just offering it for the first time, and hopefully it'll kick in. Some other things that are coming new to the Come Home to Cortese cooking experience is pizza and bocce that'll be coming up in the spring of next year. Pizza and bocce, as we have a brand new bocce court at our place on Main Street in Clarence. So we're looking forward to that. I love playing bocce, and it was one of my dreams always to have a bocce court. So now that we have it, we launched the first bocce tournament last Friday at our staff summer picnic, and it was quite well received by the guys. They liked it very much. So there you go. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio. Pick up the phone. Love to talk to you here on WBEN. Dominic here for Lenco. Hey, need hassle-free, budget-friendly building materials for Western New York? Well, those in the know, go Lenco. Check out Anderson's 400 series windows. They're not just energy efficient, folks. They're your ticket to comfy summers and snug winters. Millions of homeowners choose 400 series windows for good reason. Built on decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. Stop into one of the three area Lenco locations, Buffalo, Williamsville, or Kenmore, or hop online at lenco.supplies. That's lenco.supplies, and learn more about the Anderson 400 series windows. Those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
EMC of East Aurora.
Of course, Florida is known for their alligators, but Western New York is famous for its tailgaters. And for that, you gotta have a truck.
So how about an affordable monthly lease payment on a new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500? We have the truck leases tailgaters are hunting for.
Or you can purchase a new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500 and receive 1.9% APR financing for 36 months, plus $2,500 GMC loyalty customer cash, plus make no payments for 90 days.
Make no payments until December. Get 1.9% APR financing for 36 months. That's on approved credit through GM Financial at 29.56 per thousand financed. Must have a 2010 or newer Buick or GMC in household to qualify for GMC loyalty customer cash, and take delivery from current dealer stock by September 30th. Not all buyers qualify. See dealer for details.
Tailgaters, mount up
at gmeastaurora.com or head on into West Herb Buick GMC of East Aurora, right on Main Street, just 3 minutes off the 400. GMC, we are professional grade.
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next one to go off to college someday, thanks to Smart College Savings Plans. The next place to fill with love and laughter, with more mortgage options for first-time buyers. Even the next thing you can't go without, like savings accounts with even more competitive rates. So whatever's next for you, we'll help you get there. Northwest Bank, for what's next. Visit northwest.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There comes a time in life when owning a home can become burdensome. Wouldn't it be refreshing to escape from grass cutting, shoveling, and even brushing snow off your car? Well, now you can at Presbyterian Village at North Church Senior Apartments. Here's Director Lisa Lundy.
North Church is a five-star living community surrounded by a wildlife sanctuary and still within walking distance of Williamsville. Visit our newly renovated apartments with activities and opportunities that truly make it stress-free living.
Start your new adventure in life. Call Lisa for an appointment at our next open house, Wednesday, October 2nd from 1 to 4 p.m. with information, tours, and giveaways. 716-810-7475. 716-810-7475.
Come for the tour, for the refreshments, for the giveaways, but please come.
See the hidden gem that is North Church Senior Apartments in Williamsville. 716-810-7475. An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
My attorneys at the Barnes firm settled my job accident case for 65 times more than insurance said they'd pay. Glad I called.
After a car rear-ended me, my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $800,000.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
I called. My case was worth $600,000.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent. And I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Dominic here. As the colder weather approaches, there's nothing worse than a feeling of a chill in your home, right? If your heating isn't keeping you comfortable, it's time to call the experts at TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical. TRS will recommend a high-efficiency Rheem furnace system, and they'll offer you many financing options. If you have an existing furnace, it's time to schedule a $99 health and safety hammer time checkup on your equipment. Go to TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Go to TRSHeatingandAirConditioning.com for more details. That's TRSHeatingandAirConditioning.com. TRS, powering tomorrow and comforting today.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Talking junk this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. What is in your junk drawer? As we took apart how to organize your junk drawer, and we've had some fun with texters writing in some of the odd things that they found in their junk drawer. Participate in the program by giving us a call or texting in at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Just watching the Weather Channel feed of the devastation in Florida and North Carolina, quite severe from this hurricane. Sorry to see this extensive damage to homes. The onset of these storms and what they do to the structures that they impact is kind of a fascinating discussion unto itself, because what ends up happening is that building codes evolve and change as a result of the damage that these storms cause, and improvements are embellished into the code so as to protect more and more people from devastation. Of course, there's very little that can be done about flooding. Looking at St. Peter's Beach right now, a picture from Friday, with sand covering the roadway from the storm surge. So it's really a shame to see that these people have to endure through this. And I guess it makes us think about the fact that we're protected from these severe storms here. But yeah, building code evolves as a result of what happens from these storms. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic that results post-hurricane. 803-0930, a texter's wrote in, what if I don't want a smart meter? Well, you better act quick because they may be coming to your neighborhood soon. And if you don't let New York State Electric and Gas know that you're not interested in a smart meter, you're going to get one. And I guess once you get one, I don't know how hard it is to get rid of it. What you need to do is call them, 866-531-6313, 866-531-6313. And you can let them know that you don't want a smart meter. You're going to pay more now as a result of that. So it's kind of a double negative here because apparently one of the benefits of smart meters is that we're supposed to save on utility consumption, at least being more accurate with the meter reading. So that's the thing. But you're going to pay $13.47 more if you opt out. That's the opt-out fee, $13.47 that'll be included in your next bill if you opt out. So keep that in mind. Again, you know, we're learning more, and it's like anything new. We're skeptical at first, and things settle down, and we said, yeah, okay, maybe we overreacted. And maybe that's the case here, because I think it's safe to say, I guess I'm coming to the conclusion that it's safe to say that smart meters are being blamed for things that maybe they don't justly belong to be blamed for. But we learn from the fact that any home needs surge protection, regardless of the meter you have. Legacy meters did not have surge protectors either. I learned that from speaking to New York State Electric and Gas yesterday. Again, we've invited them to be on the air. They'll hopefully be on next Saturday. They've had a series of community workshops, and a lot of people went into these workshops to learn more about smart meters. And one of the things I learned was that legacy meters did not have surge protectors either. So I was misled to believe that. A smart meter, possibly something you don't want to see. The RF radio frequency component is another issue that we spoke about and what hazards that befall us. But again, that's no different than working with a cell phone. So, you know, there's something to be said about the practicality of being worried about something we live with anyway when it comes to radio frequency, right? There's that. And then, of course, then this whole issue of the onset of surge and fire. As time goes by, we'll learn more. And hopefully by next Saturday's show, we'll get into the details of smart meters. Again, I want to invite you to Hollowfest next Saturday, noon to 11 p.m. at the Clarencetown Park on Main Street in Clarence. We've got music all night, and during the day, we've got things for the kids. We start at noon with crafters, local goods, activities, food trucks, the petting zoo, the bounce house, and face painting for the kids. And then the beer tent opens at 5. Everyone gets a wristband that gets you a ticket for a drink. It's a $10 wristband. Kurt's Back is the first band. Dave Guilford is the second. And then we top the day and the night off with Nerds Gone Wild. Very popular band, as you know. That's next Saturday, the 5th of October, in the Clarencetown Park. We moved Hollowfest to the fall. We're finding that it's actually been very well received and moving it to the fall, away from all the summer activities and you know how busy the summer is. A texter's writing, great show, thank you for that, but I did not overreact when I got my new electric bill. It's higher. Yeah, again, that's another thing that I should mention. The irony, I guess bad timing is the best way to put it for New York State Electric and Gas, is the timing of the installation of smart meters and the application that they made to the Public Service Commission for a rate hike overlapped and the perfect storm in that the perception was that it was the smart meters that were causing a higher utility consumption. And if you think about that, it does sound kind of ridiculous, right? No connection. The smart meters are one thing, and the rate hike is real, and that's another thing, unrelated to the smart meters. So, yeah, a lot of people have made that misconnection, too, that that the smart meters are cause the increased utility bill. How do I know if I have a smart meter? I use National Grid. I don't think National Grid has begun a rollout of smart meters yet. New York State Electric and Gas has. A smart meter looks different than a legacy meter. You'll see a component of white plastic mixed with the glass shield, glass cover, where the legacy meters are generally all that kind of cone or cap-shaped glass cover. So they look different. The smart meters look different. Other than that, I don't know how much different, how you can tell that you have a smart meter other than the look of them. The one I have on my house is a white plastic mixed with a glass cover. So that's how I've seen and notified and identified who has a smart meter is by that that marker. You can contact National Grid. I'm sure they can fill you in as to any time frame or timeline that they would be implementing in the installation of smart meters. At the end of the day, had they, I guess, maybe done this more, you know, with the consumer in mind, it should have been more focused, I think, on the fact that smart meters are going to be better for us in that they're going to be more accurate for our meter reading. And it seems that that got forgotten in the whole transaction because the rates went up. So anyway, that's the story, and hopefully we'll learn more next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for participating in our junk drawer commentary. Have a great week. Go Bills. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.